Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have a special treat for you. You may not know, but I have other podcasts, including Walking a Spiritual Path, that I co-host with my friend Brad Miller. And I want to share one of those great episodes with you today. You know, many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves in life. Attorney Brad Miller and recovering CPA Jason Mefford are on the path, exploring what it means for each of them to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world. So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo, and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. So if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Walking a Spiritual Path that you can find on all podcast players, YouTube, and on my website. And now let's roll that episode. Hey, everybody. Well, I think we found a title, Walking a Spiritual Path. So welcome everybody to Walking a Spiritual Path episode. I'm Jason Mefford, and we've got Brad Miller.
Yes.
We don't know quite how we're going to do all the intro and all this.
We're still working on it. I'm trying to get some sort of maybe like smoke coming in and like, at forward, you know, coming in at, you know, from Los Angeles, California, Jason Mefford, you know, something like that, maybe, you know, NBA and, style. And I don't know.
The Ohio State University, Brad Miller.
Well, we can't say that because I'm not affiliated with that.
Oh, you're not. Well, you live near Columbus, though. But
I do, but we can't. There's like not an official affiliation. And I don't.
Okay.
I don't want a cease and desist letter from them saying, hey, we don't want anything to do with you guys, because that's what they would say if they listen to us. So
So do we start doing intros like you said, like smoke and like we're running onto the field like we're on a football game?
I think we need to get like the music playing in the background. I'm pretty sure there's like a Jock Jam CD that we can find or something we could get going. I mean, you're in charge of music for this show, so I figured
live from New York there. It's
but it's I don't know, but
all right.
Anyway.
Well, people have to keep listening because every intro is probably going to be different and they're never going to know.
Maybe that'll be our thing. Yeah. Every time we start a new episode, it'll be something completely different. So you turn, it's like The Simpsons. You turn into tune in to see what the introduction is going to be on The Simpsons. So maybe that's what we'll do. So next time, maybe you'll run into the couch or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out though.
It's worked for them. I think The Simpsons now is the longest running show ever on TV.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember a time without The Simpsons being on. So
The Simpsons. Okay. Well, I guess that's not what we're here to talk about.
No,
it is in a way. Yeah. It could be.
It is. Yeah. Because again, with the podcast, you're talking spiritual path. It seems appropriate, I think, that we talk today about what is a spiritual path, what is spirituality and what that means for each of us. Why maybe we chose that as the topic and how that applies to you as a professional who may be listening. Whether it's, lawyer, accountant, engineer, doctor, scientist, whatever it is, anyone that's kind of in one of those professions, what is this idea of a spiritual path, spirituality? So, and I know I've thought about this a bit and have some ideas, but I'm interested, Jason, to hear kind of your take on what does spirituality mean to you as an individual?
Well, yeah. And so I think to me, it's going to probably seem a little different than what most people are hearing. Right. Because I think most of the time when people think of being spiritual, right, or a spiritual path, most of the time people probably think of a religion, right? Like a particular religion, mm-hmm. a formalized religion, Mormon, Catholic, Baptist, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Or a religious practice or theme, even that's not necessarily a formalized religion, but something like Hinduism or Buddhism or Taoism, things like that, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, or you know, like a Buddhist monk sitting around, you know, going om all the time, right? But I think, you know, to me, spirituality is not about anything dogmatic, right? It's not about, you know, me telling Brad, well, Brad, you have to follow this commandment, or you have to do this thing, or you have to pray this way, or else, right? It's not about that. And it's ultimately goes back to, again, a deeper belief and knowing. And again, as people are listening to this, they're probably sensing that there's something more than just walking around in a meat suit and dying in 100 years, right? You probably feel like we came from somewhere else, that we don't cease to exist when our body dies, maybe that we've done this more than one time, right? That we keep incarnating, you know, whatever that happens to be, right? That most people feel like there's something more to life than just what we see from a 3D, five sensory perspective here, which is what I believe as well, right? And that to me, what spirituality really is, it's about becoming and evolving into a higher level being, right? And that it's kind of like we're in school, we come to this world, we live through lots of experiences, we have relationships, we have wins, we have challenges, we have pain, we have bliss, and it's all for the purpose of us evolving into higher beings. Now, there are certain things that we can do, certain practices, certain things that we can do to help us along that path, but to me, it's a path of evolving ourselves to a higher state of consciousness and serving and loving and helping others do the same. And the fact that everybody's path is going to look slightly different, allowing and loving everyone for who they are and letting them follow the path they need to follow and helping them to do that, right? And so that's why, again, as we're going to go through and talk as we go forward in episodes, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, right? Because mm-hmm. for some people, certain practices or certain things might really resonate, and that might be what lights you up and what you want to do. Other people, it might be something completely different. That's okay. That's cool, right? As long as you feel like you're becoming a better being each day, you're loving more, you're receiving more love, you're helping the collective consciousness of this world and literally of the universe, that to me is kind of spiritual growth and following a spiritual path. Pretty abstract, Brad, but that's kind of where...
No,
obviously we
there's a couple points there. Yeah, a couple points there that I definitely will want to hit. I think I want to go into a little bit more here in a minute, particularly around the idea of consciousness, what that is, and the idea of kind of a better you, what that maybe looks like. But for me, spirituality is, I take kind of a pretty basic, you know, straightforward look at it, is it's just, you know, looking for something greater than yourself, whatever that may be for you. And it is by definition for me, the absence of dogma, which you kind of alluded to on your, you know, a second ago, is, you know, a lot of the religions, the formal religions, and even some of the informal things like that have things that you should do, that you are supposed to do, these expectations, these edicts or whatever you want to call them that have been handed down by someone. Essentially, someone saying, this is what you need to do. That's dogma. Anytime that someone says you need to do this, you should do that. For me, spirituality is the absence of that. There is no person saying this is what you need to do. This is how you're supposed to do it. It's totally individual to you. It's going to look different from one person to another. You know, spirituality for me is going to be different than spirituality for you. It's going to be different than the other, you know, that somebody's listening to this podcast episode. You know, it's really seeking something more. And I think you can have some religious components into it. I know a lot of people who came from a Christian background, Christianity, and they meld in this idea of spirituality in that. You know, it's not that you have to be one or the other. You know, you can believe that there is a single God that rules all these things and is in charge of things. Maybe that is for you something greater. You know, you may call it a God. Maybe you want to call it karma. Maybe you want to call it, you know, flying spaghetti monster. You know, whatever you may want to call it, whatever it might be, that is kind of the key idea for me, at least, of what spirituality is. And one of the fun things about this and why, like you said, we can have, you know, tons of episodes is because there are just so many components and things that you can put in there for your own individual spirituality, your own individual spiritual journey. You know, it could be, you may get into things like crystals and gems and talismans and things like that. Maybe spirituality for you is more about nature and communicating with the trees, you know, or animal communications, or, you know, angels. I mean, it could be any of these things. All of these things can be kind of incorporated in the idea of spirituality for you. And so that's, again, for me, kind of a powerful idea, is that it can be anything you want.
One, I think, you know, to me,
it's really
too,
up to you.
Yeah. And I think too, another thing that I forgot to mention that I think is an underlying, you know, it's about, again, from my perspective, it's about us becoming better, evolving and growing as beings, but also in kind of the compassion and love aspect that I was talking about, the realization that we are all connected and we are all the same, and there is no better, there is no worse. We are all the same, right? And so again, a lot of times, you know, some of these practices or other things like that are ways to remind us, to be able to help train us or exercise our soul, if you will, right? I mean, we're all familiar with exercising our bodies, but a lot of these different things or tools and modalities that we'll talk about, and again, none is better or worse than any other. It's whatever, you know, resonates with you, whatever you feel aligned with. We'll talk about what aligns with us just so you can kind of get some ideas, right? But ultimately, you've got to test it out. But to me, kind of that pinnacle is coming back to kind of the, some people use the term self-actualization, right? Or truly becoming aware of self, and that highest level, like on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, is self-actualization. But to me, there's even a step above that, which is kind of the collective actualization, meaning that, you know, Brad, you and I are brothers in a way, right? We have different parents. We grew up in different parts of the world, but we are connected in kind of this soul collective, or the collective consciousness, right? That's a term that Jung, Carl Jung, used, the collective consciousness. And it's kind of awakening ourselves to the collective consciousness and realizing, hey, I don't have to fight with you, Brad, because if I hurt you, I'm hurting myself. Why? Because you and I are the same. you and I are connected in the bigger collective consciousness. You know, the tree is connected to us. There is a relationship between the plants and the animals and the people and the literally everything that's here, that we're all here in this collective consciousness together. And it's about kind of improving our relationship and living in better balance and harmony with everything around us, right? And at that point, when we finally all realize that we are all the same, what a beautiful place that will be, right? Hey, no more wars, no more fighting, no more this other bullshit that goes on in the world, right? Because we're all living together in that peace and harmony and love and well-being. But it's not just humans, it's everything.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah,
I think, and I know for some of you that might go out there a little too far. So, okay, reel back in. I'm just trying to give you a bigger picture of kind of how I see it, how I try to approach it. But then again, take what it is that resonates with you and come along the journey with us, right?
Right. No, and that's exactly, like, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about different things, how they pertain to us, you know, kind of the way that we think of things, but that doesn't mean that that's necessarily the way it is, that way it has to be. That doesn't mean that it's what, you know, anyone listening has to go with either. They may say, you know what, Jason, that's a crock of whatever. You know what, we're not connected to the trees whatsoever. Like, the tree's just a tree, the rock's just a rock.
If that's what you want to believe,
I'm gonna punch
fine.
You in the face, that's fine, doesn't hurt me at all. Like, it's totally, you know,
hey, but it would hurt me
independent of that. You know, and so, you know, I don't want people to, you know, I want people to understand that they have, again, to me, spirituality means that you can believe whatever you want. Like, I don't care how you do it, what you want to call it, what you want to bring into it. You know, it's just, it's an individual journey, but at the same time, it's a collective journey. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that you're going to do yourself. But we're all on that same path together in some way or the other. Some of us may be a different part of the path, up a little bit up ahead, you know, kind of a little bit behind. Maybe we're, you know, taking a little bit of a scenic route to get there, or, you know, exploring some side paths. And that's all awesome. That's all part of, for me, what the spiritual journey is all about, is just your, I mean, it's the kind of the idea of the importance of the journey, not the destination, honestly.
Yeah. And I think too, it's, you know, again, we'll keep saying this throughout as we're going, but we're not here to tell you what to do or what to believe or what not to do or what not to believe, right? We're just kind of sharing what we're doing, sharing what we know other people are doing, right? To be able to help you. But like you said, you know, Brad, everybody's got to make their own decision as to what's right with you. And that's fine, right? Do what's right. What's right for you, you know, along the way. But I think too, it's another point that you kind of brought up there for us to remember is all of us are good at certain things. Some of us are really gifted in certain ways. And so it's the spiritual path is also not about comparing yourself to anyone else, or thinking you're ahead or you're behind of anybody else. It's not placing judgment on other people's paths or even on your own path, right? But it's about self-compassion. And, you know, because there's some people in the world that are beautiful artists. They can paint and make beautiful paintings. Well, I do paint. I think they look okay, but it's nothing like what a lot of artists that I know do, right? So that doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, right? I mean, there's certain gifts that Brad has that I don't have. There's probably certain gifts that I have that Brad doesn't have. That's okay. That's cool, right? And and it's okay. And we shouldn't be comparing ourselves to other people. Because I think a lot of times too, as people start down a path like this, they start to feel like, oh man, I don't know anything. I'll never be able to do that. And they don't realize a lot of times how gifted they are in other areas. It's just, they see people talking about certain things and think, well, I should have to do that. Or until I can
do comparison.
Until I can do that, then I'm not really doing what I'm supposed to do. But that's no comparativitis. Is that, you can say that right? Anyway, you know what I mean. Don't compare yourself to other people.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's like you said, it's not a race. It's a journey. And we all are just kind of headed towards that same path, towards that same pinnacle, I guess, if you want to call it. And it's just how you get there. It doesn't matter when you get there. It's just enjoying the route to get there, and seeing what you can pick up and learn on the way. You know, and for me, that's a big reason why I wanted to do this podcast is obviously I want to be able to help others who are kind of along this path too, but, you know, for my own sake, to kind of learn as I go on this path, you know, to see what other things are out there, to, you know, to get the feeling that I'm not alone out there, even though sometimes it can feel that way. You know, no matter where I'm at on it, there are others out there too. And we're all just one foot in front of the other. So hopefully that all makes sense to everybody. it made sense to us in our heads. And that's, again, where the idea of the spiritual path came from, and the journey, the traveling on that path, as the title of the podcast came from. So hopefully that will resonate with those out there. And
I think that's important, like you said too, that it's a journey, right? I think a lot of times people get maybe discouraged, right? Thinking that, oh my gosh, I should be further ahead. You know, or you look at other people and think, oh man, why can't I do that? Right. But again, if you just think about, you know, when you were in kindergarten, did you know how to do algebra? Probably not. Now, did anybody go to that kindergartner and say, I can't believe how stupid you are, kindergartner, for not knowing how to do algebra? No, right? And you would never expect a kindergartner to know how to do algebra, right? It takes time. It takes work. I mean, literally, it would take, you know, I don't know, 8-9 years worth of schooling to get to the point to where you would be doing algebra. And that's okay, right? But you can get there if you want to get there. It's just going to take some time. It's going to take some self-compassion, you know, in getting to that point. And like you said, your path might look different than somebody else's path. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a point you brought up too, that is the idea, you know, this is, everybody's on their own path. It's not a race. There's no right way or anything like that. But it is not an escalator. It's not a moving sidewalk. You are going to have to put in some work to get there. And so some of this too is learning what that work looks like. And maybe, you know, again, getting support for it through others that may be working through it as well. Maybe they're doing their own journey through this pathway. So,
yeah, because it is. I use the analogy a lot of times of like doing push-ups, right? I can teach you how to do push-ups. You can learn how to do push-ups, but until you do a few push-ups every day, right? And again, you don't have to drop and do 1,000 push-ups every day and kill yourself, right? But even doing 2, 5, 10 push-ups a day, imagine where you would be in a year or even in just a month, right? If you just did a few push-ups every day. And so I think too, as we go further on in these podcasts, we're going to start sharing more things like that, different practices or exercises like doing push-ups, but that are spiritually or soul based, that you can do to make that little bit of progress each day. Because we're also not talking about, you know, telling everybody, go quit your job and move to Tibet and become a monk, right? I mean, we've all got jobs, we've got families, we've got things that we've got to deal with and things that we've got to take care of. But literally in just a few minutes every day, you can be doing some things that will be helping you in that evolvement process.
Join us each podcast episode to do your spiritual push-ups together.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I like it.
Now I got to go do my physical push-ups.
You can do mine for me too, so while you're there.
Oh, okay. So, there you go. I thought I just told you that I can't do your push-ups for you, Brad. I'd love to, but I can't.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, is there anything else that, I mean, that you kind of wanted to cover here when it comes to the idea of spirituality? I know we talked kind of about what it means to us, why we kind of came up with this idea for the podcast title.
I think for me, I mean, that's it's a lot for people to maybe digest right now, especially depending on where people are at. But I hope too, you know, again, I mean, the fact that you're listening to this means that we haven't lost you so far, right? So
3 episodes in and you're doing good so far.
And you're still doing good. So, but reach out to us, right? I mean, we've got our information in the show notes and everything, but reach out to us. If you've got questions about the podcast, if you'd like to hear, you know, specific things or other stuff too, you know, give us some feedback. We can come on here and we can just talk, right? And we will. But it'll be a lot more valuable for you, right? If you kind of tell us, hey, what you're liking, what you'd like to see more of as well, so that we can evolve the podcast, right? Because we're always trying to learn and grow too. You see what I did there? I made a funny joke.
Yeah, I did. I was just trying not to laugh, but
see if people got that. But so, you know, because again, that's our intention here is to serve and just share what we've done, what's been working for us, you know, answer questions if we can, if you tell us what they are. Because ultimately, like I said, my goal is for all of us, right, to live a better life, to have more peace and love and compassion in this world. For all of us to, when we leave this world, to feel like I'm a better person when I leave this world than what I came into it, right? Or that I'm better today than I was yesterday. And even when you have, you know, mess ups, because some days I don't do so good, right?
I mean, but I get this back podcast on track episode, and there's lots of mess ups and whatever, so
and we'll share those too. yeah
but awesome. All right, well, like I said, that's a lot, I'm sure, for everyone to kind of digest today. So yeah, with that, I guess probably wrap up today. If you want to find out more about me, I mean, that's what the internets are for, but you can find out more about my law practice at bradleymillerlaw.com, or about the coaching and things like that I do working with lawyers at newmodernlawyer.com. And Jason, you are, I think, jasonmedford.com.
jasonmedford.com, and on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. Those are the two social platforms that I mainly use. So yeah, and like we said, reach out to either one of us, shoot us questions, tell us what you're liking as well. If you're enjoying this, share the podcast with other people, because if you're getting value out of it, they will too.
Please do. And please share, you know, the idea is kind of like you said, the collective idea that we kind of grow collectively, and the more people we can help, the more this goes, and, you know, rising tide lifts all ships sort of a deal. So.
Exactly.
Great. All right. Well, thank you guys all for joining us today. Appreciate your patience with us as we try to figure out here what we're looking to do with you guys, but looking forward to continuing along the path with you guys. And with that, we will see you on the next episode.
See you, everybody. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.